All right, this is a short introductory podcast to why AI will make the current global financial system utterly obsolete. Even the structure of economics, the Adam Smith era of economics, I mean, just the very idea of money as fiat currency that can be traded for goods or services, where one entity, the government or the Federal Reserve, can just print that money out of nothing and use it to buy up everything. That era is coming to an end. And what's going to make it obsolete is AI and compute. And I'll explain why briefly here. Of course, my name's Mike Adams. I'm known as the Health Ranger. I built an AI model. It's called Brighteon.ai. Well, that's the website where you can find it. It's free of charge. It's designed to share knowledge for humanity about natural health and nutrition and healthy living and reversing chronic degenerative disease and many other similar things. Now, that model was built on a pretty large amount of compute. And so we had to spend money, dollars, I shouldn't call it money, currency, dollars, to purchase the compute combined with our expertise, our data pipeline processing, our methods of altering the vector database weights of the open source models, etc., in order to produce this engine. Now, we did that with currency at the moment, but that's not the way it's going to work much longer, and here's why. As these AI tools are emerging and becoming incredibly capable, capable of replacing humans in many areas, such as coding, and I'm doing a lot of, you know, real-time AI augmented coding right now to build the tools that I need to make our data pipeline processing even better. And it's working beautifully. And I'm accomplishing sometimes in one evening what would have taken weeks with a human engineer, and a good engineer, by the way. But this shows that AI is going to allow people to do almost anything. So I forgot who said it, but AI is not going to replace your job. AI is going to allow you to do any job. And what they mean by that is that AI will allow you, a non-expert, to be able to engage in expert-level things like graphic design, logo design, writing, doing research papers, writing code, carrying out complex math problems, you know, finding solutions, etc. Anybody will be able to do these things with the help of AI compute. And so, in essence, we have lived through an era in human history of specialization, high specialization, you know, PhDs, etc., and high compensation for those specialists. Even just a few years ago, everybody was told, learn to code, because if you could code, you could make a lot of money, you would always have a job, etc. Of course, now, many of those entry-level coders don't have a job at all because they've been replaced. But we are entering the era of the collapse of specialization, which effectively brings those specialized knowledge bases and skill sets to everyday people who simply can learn to prompt. So what used to be called learn to code should now be called learn to prompt, or learn prompt engineering. Because if you can frame your question or your task appropriately, there's an AI model that can carry it out expertly, that can replace the expert you used to have to hire. That could be a lawyer. That could be a doctor. You know, it could be an architect. It could be an engineer. It could be a mathematician, a physicist, a chemist, you name it. And just over the next few years, you're going to see this rapidly deployed, where human specialization will absolutely collapse across the board because of this. Now, the thing is, having access to advanced AI models that can achieve these tasks, it is resource intensive. It requires the presence of the microchips, such as NVIDIA's Blackwell microchips. And my company's on the waiting list to purchase a whole bunch of those, let me tell you. One of the distributors was asking me, how many do you want to buy? And, you know, they might be, I think the Spark ones are like $3,000 each, right? They said, how many do you want to buy? I'm like, how many can we buy? I mean, is there a limit? And yes, turns out there's a limit. But I'm like, buy as many as we can because I understand the future. So let me share that with you here. So everybody will be able to do every job. That is every specialist job, every job that could be done, you know, at a computer, accounting, you name it, right? I'm not talking about replacing plumbers or whatever. That's different. That's robotics. I'm talking about any job that is cognitive, intellectual, using computers. They will all be replaced. But you'll have to have access to the compute, which let's call that GPU hours, okay? So it's hours of compute time on a GPU, and I'm just going to say a generic GPU, but we'll just call that a unit, a GPU hour, kind of like a kilowatt hour, okay? GPU hour. Now, you know, kilowatt hours are valuable because you can use them to run hair dryers and blenders and, you know, washing machines. Well, GPU hours or AI compute hours are incredibly valuable because they let any person achieve the tasks of every skill set. And so I had an engineer the other day, one of our contractors, who said, hey, this is an overseas contractor, said, you know, I really don't want to be paid in currency anymore. He said, I would rather be paid in compute credits with this online code writing service. I just want you to buy me credits because that's what I'm spending money on, is just buying those credits. And that was the very first real world case, in my experience, of a programmer saying, I don't want to be paid in currency. Currency is useless to me. I need GPU hours because they can use those GPU hours to do a bunch of other jobs for other clients, etc. And they can add value and get paid by those other clients. But they need the GPU hours, and those are expensive, it turns out. So if you want to write good code, the models are pretty pricey. I mean, they're still worth it. They're still, you know, 100 times or 1,000 times cheaper than a human. But it adds up. If you love to write code, like I do, and you're just sitting there like, give it this task, give it that task, boom, it starts adding up, you know, 10 bucks at a time. Not that I care, because again, I love what it's doing. For me, it's cheap. But for a lot of people, especially overseas programmers, you know, they start burning up like $50 a day. That's a big deal. So they'd rather get paid in GPU hours. Well, imagine an economy where GPU hours are actually the currency that's most desired by most people. Because if you have GPU hours, and let's say you're the founder of a new company, you know, you're an entrepreneur, you need GPU hours in order to give a bunch of tasks to a bunch of AI agents to carry out those tasks, everything from, you know, writing marketing copy and building web pages and, you know, company logos or answering emails or whatever it is that you need to do. And then, but you need GPU hours to get that done. So you don't want to have to raise cash and then spend cash to buy those GPU hours. If someone could just pay you in GPU hours, then you could immediately convert that into what you need. In other words, the store of value, which is what money is supposed to represent, the store of value is found in GPU hours, more so than in dollars. Dollars are losing their value every day because government is printing dollars. Government is counterfeiting dollars. But you know what? You can't counterfeit GPU hours in the same way that you can't counterfeit Bitcoin, because Bitcoin can only be minted through proof of work. Well, GPU hours can only be brought online through actual microchip fabrication combined with electricity infrastructure. And so there's natural scarcity to that, which means there's going to be, of course, a built-in intrinsic organic value to that. Plus, unlike dollars, which themselves don't do any work, GPU hours do work. I mean, they get things done. They can write papers for you, you know? They can do research. They can solve problems. Dollars are worthless until they're traded for something else. And you can say the same thing is true with gold or with Bitcoin. You know, Bitcoin itself doesn't do anything. But GPU hours absolutely can be consumed to achieve work, or they can be held and traded. And as our economy moves into the AI economy, everybody will sooner or later figure out they need to use AI. They need to use AI for lots of different tasks. So they all need GPU hours one way or another. And some people will have subscriptions, like a Netflix subscription, but it'll be a subscription to like an affordable low-end model for like $20 a month, you know? And it'll do things like it'll write your children's bedtime stories for you or whatever. Or it'll write your resignation letter from your sucky job. But then other people will be spending $2,000 a month on high-end models to do their jobs, you know, or to do 10 people's jobs. And one of them is a coder, one of them is a graphic designer, one of them is a video editor, one of them is an audio translator, etc. I mean, I could use all those right now in my company because we're content heavy and we need all kinds of editing and translation. We need like multilingual lip sync video translation rendered where the lips match the new language. You know, so if I'm on camera speaking in English, I want to be able to hand that over to an AI agent and say, hey, make me speak Spanish, like translate it into Spanish, but make my lips move like I'm speaking Spanish. And that technology exists. It's just very GPU intensive. That's why right now to do that costs like $2 a minute of video, you know, $2 a minute. Okay, so there's the value of GPU hours. One example. And there are a million examples. So in this economy where GPU hours become the currency, much more than dollars, you could even see international settlement between nations who are selling commodities to each other. Let's say Russia is exporting oil to India, or India is exporting turmeric powder to the United States, or, you know, whatever. Somebody's exporting copper. I'll sell you, you know, 1,000 kilos of copper, and I need 100,000 GPU compute hours in return. Boom. Deal. Okay? That's what you're going to see. You're going to see settlement that doesn't even use dollars. You're going to see settlement that doesn't even use gold or even the new BRICS settlement systems. You're going to see settlements in GPU hours. So people are going to have basically bearer tokens for GPU hours. Bearer tokens, or let's say really, it's API credentials with a certain limit, but you could call them bearer bonds, essentially, right? Like cyber bearer bonds. So a bearer token is it's a token that allows you to use GPU compute at a specific IP address online because somebody's got a data center there with a bunch of microchips. And if you've got the data center, then you are minting money by making it available to people who are paying for it, paying for the GPU hours. And right now, of course, lots of data centers exist and many more are being constructed, which means this is kind of like the Bitcoin mining. So the money supply of GPU hours is increasing, but the demand is infinite. The demand for GPU hours has no end, no limits. No matter how many GPU hours come online, there are people who will find ways to use them all, and they want to double or triple them, you know, for like video generation and things like that, which take a ton of CPU hour or GPU hours. So this is going to be, I think, the foundation of the new economy, which is going to make the dollar economy obsolete, and it's going to make scarcity of dollars obsolete, or I should say the control of dollars in the hands of one organization, such as the Federal Reserve. That would be obsolete. And the people that have the most wealth will be the people who have the compute power and who know how to add wealth using AI. So check out my AI model. It's called Enoch. It's at Brighteon.ai. I'm Mike Adams, and thank you for listening. Take care. We've got a brand new product at the Health Ranger store to share with you, one that took us over 2 years to put together. And it sounds simple, but it actually wasn't. It's organic chicken bone broth powder. And it's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got it in two formats. We've got it in the 8-ounce pouches there. And we have it in the number 10 steel cans for long-term storage. And of course, it's certified organic.
It's also laboratory tested for heavy metals, for glyphosate, for microbiology, and other tests that we conduct. And the reason this is so important is because if you go to the grocery store right now and you buy a chicken broth product, usually it's in a box, or sometimes it's in a can, you're going to find that it's loaded usually with MSG or some hidden form of MSG. And they'll have things like, you know, flavors listed on the ingredients label, which typically it's hidden MSG. And MSG is an excitotoxin. It's toxic to neurology, and actually it's toxic in many other ways as well. And we wanted to be able to offer an ultra clean laboratory tested version of chicken bone broth. And even though we don't sell chicken flesh, this is a product that can be combined with so many things like quinoa, or things that we sell in our Ranger buckets. It can be combined with pinto beans. If you add chicken broth to the water base for lots of things, including like macaroni and cheese, you can have like, you know, chicken macaroni and cheese, or chicken soup macaroni and cheese, or any kind of like an instant meal, you can add chicken broth to it, and you're going to greatly enhance the nutritional density and the natural flavor of it without using any MSG whatsoever. So if you look at our product, again, go to healthrangerstore.com, and if you scroll down, you'll see the ingredients here. Check this out. Ingredients, only one, organic chicken broth. That's it. Country of origin, USA. Okay, that's it. There's nothing else added. This is the one chicken bone broth product that you can trust to not be made with artificial flavors or chemicals or MSG or, you know, added excessive salt or any of these other additives that are typically in the food supply. This is just pure, simple, natural, certified organic, sourced in the United States, subjected to our lab tests from, you know, U.S. farmers who follow certified or organic procedures and have achieved that certification that we have verified because we do all kinds of due diligence on our supply chain. So this is the cleanest, most pure organic chicken bone broth that you're ever going to find in the marketplace. In this format, it stores for a very long time, and you'll love to use it this winter too, coming up. So check it out now at healthrangerstore.com and try this product for yourself. Give it a taste and understand that it is authentic, 100% real, no excitotoxins, nothing that's toxic, nothing that's going to worsen your health, only the one ingredient that's going to enhance your nutrition and enhance your health. So thank you for supporting us. Shop with us now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.